Welcome, everyone. It's good to see everybody back. What you should have is one page of Mar Mekomos, which will have Aleph Beis, and Beis is broken up into four subsections. And then you should also have a page which Rabbi Kapustin was kind enough to photocopy from the Iglei Tal. So where are those pages? Everybody got those pages? So
yeah.
Should, again, if you're into pages, then you should have two pages. That's what we have for today. And what the subject of our shiur today, of our discussion today, is going to be Moleches Disha, Moleches Dash. And we begin on Daf Ayin Gimel on the Beis. And this is about five lines up before the end of the Daf. Vehadash. Tana, and we start with a Braisa. The Braisa gives us a number of cases of Moleches Dash. One case is called Menapetz, another is called Menafet. Kulon Molecha Achase. Rashi tells us the difference between Menapetz and Menafet. And
Rashi says this.
Yeah, Rashi is about, I would say, seven lines up before the end of the page. He tells you that menapetz is something that you do on pishton. Pishton is flax, I think, in English.
Yeah.
And the flax itself in its natural state is intermingled with givolim, and you have to remove the givolim in order to get pure flax. And what you do in removing the pishton from the givolim is moleches dash. That's called menapetz. And then Rashi has a case of menafet, which he says is semer gefen, which what we call cotton.
Cotton wool.
Correct. And he says that the difference between the two is that in the case of menafet, Semer Geffen Bekeshes Kidercha Umnin. So you have to take a certain utensil and you comb the katan in such a way that the experts do it. And he says that Semer Geffen is called Gidule Karka. Now, let's just try to understand what Rashi is coming to emphasize. On the list of Lamentes Melachos, we have another malacha which is very similar to this one, and we have to draw the lines between the two of them. And there's something called menapetz. Menapetz is also a malacha that relates to tzemer, and therefore you might wonder why menapetz is a category of dash. Why isn't that the same as menapetz? So Rashi says because tzemer gefen is gidule karka. Lahachi kari miput delay told the dash. Shemafare garinin mimenu. Velo kari le told us menapetz the tzemer. In other words, tzemer is wool that's sheared off the back of an animal, so it doesn't grow from karka. I mean, again, we're going to have to discuss that at great length, but right now the assumption of Rashi is that behema and anything that's taken off the animal is not considered gidule karka.
Menapetz, we said, is flax.
Oh, so he says the following. The two types of menapetz. Flax is gidule karka, is it not?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure we're on the same page as far as that's concerned. So there's something called menapetz with regard to flax. That's going to relate to gidule karka, and therefore to dash. And then there's something called menapetz that relates to tzemer.
Same word, different.
And even though this brisa mentions menapetz, Rashi says, don't confuse this menapetz with the menapetz that's mentioned in the Mishnah itself. Because the menapetz that's listed in the Mishnah is tzemer. And menapetz tzemer could not be Moleches Dash, because Rashi's saying that Semer grows on the back of an animal and it's not therefore Gidule character. So let's read the Rashi inside. Rashi says, Vitsemer Gefen, now he's referring to Menape, is Gidule character. Therefore it qualifies as Menapet in the case of Pishtan, Menapet in the case of Tzemer Gefen for Moleches Dash. Now Rashi asks, well, let's go back to basics. You're telling me that there's a malacha in which you separate these impurities, so to speak, from the material that you want to get, and that's called Moleches Dash. I'm not sure why you call that Moleches Dash. We have a case of Menapets, and that's not Moleches Dash. Why is that different? So Rashi says, Lahachi Karle Niput Dile, told us Dash, Shemafari Karinami Mena. Ah, you'll ask me why not call it a told of Menapets? The answer is because Menapets refers to Tzemer, and Tzemer is not Gidule Karka. Now, the premise of Rashi here is that what defines Moleches Disha is Gidule Karka. And that's not so clear. If you take a look, for example, the Gemara a little bit earlier seems to have a debate about this. The Gemara says, Mefarek Rav Ashi Omar Ein Derech Tlisha Bekach V'Ein Derech Prika Bekach. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a case of a Pisa de Dikla, some sort of a date that grows on a palm tree, and you separate the date itself from the covering that holds on to the date. And the Gemara says that now by detaching this tamar from the palm tree, you violate not only Moleches Tolesh, which is Kotzer, which is called Oker Dov Migidulo, but also you violate Moleches Mefarik. Now, what is Moleches Mefarik? Mefarik doesn't actually appear in the Mishnah. So if you look at the first of the wide lines of Rashi, Rashi says Mefarik told the Didash, that Mefarek belongs to Moleches Disha. She Mefarek Tvua Mishiboleha. Okay. Now what I'd like to do is for a moment read to you the Rambam on Moleches Dash. And the Rambam seems to go beyond Gidule Karka. If Rashi is setting up the bounds of Dash as Gidule Karka, and therefore when you get to Tzemer, you cannot be within the boundaries of Dash because Tzemer is not Gidule Karka, the Rambam seems to disagree with this point. He says the following. This is Perek Ches Halacha Zayin, which should be, I think, the second Maramokam on your page. Yeah. Now, just by way of introduction, I would say the following. The Rambam is complex insofar as he differentiates between the Av Malach and the Tolda. On the one hand, the Rambam seems to embrace this limitation rule that Disha is only the Dua Karka. But yet the Rambam, when he jumps into the Tolda of Dash, drops the requirement. I'm going to have to prove this to you, so don't take my word for it. But if I read the Rambam correctly, he drops the requirement of Gidule Karka, which makes life complicated. He says, Hadash, what's the shear of Disha? Kigro Geres, Chay. Then he says, V'ein Disha, Ela Bigdule Karka. So far, everything is smooth. Then the Rambam writes, "Vamafarek harehu told us hadash."
Where is that?
That's here in Perek Ches Halacha Zayin. Now, insofar as the Rambam's claim that Mefarik is a told of Dash, the Rambam and Rashi are in agreement. So we have 2 points about which both Rashi and the Rambam agree. Point number one is, as we saw earlier, the Rambam says that Menapetz, in the case of Tzemer, is not Moleches Disha, because Tzemer is not Gidui Karka. The Rashi is predicated on the premise that Ein Disha Elo Gidui Karka, so that which applies to Tzemer could not possibly qualify as Moleches Dash. Number two, Rashi identifies Mefarik as a tolda of Dash. And again, he applies that in the case of Tvuah, or in the case of Tmarim, which are all Gidui Karkas. Everything is fine. The Rambam agrees with Rashi on both of those points. And therefore, the Rambam says, Ein Dishel of Gidui Karkas. And the Rambam says that Mefarik is a tolda of Dash. At what point does the Rambam seem, again, apparently, to disagree and to go his own way, you know, and deviate from Rashi when he gets to the Molacha of Cholev? And the Rambam says, Ha Cholev es HaBehema Chayev Mishum Mefarik. Now wait a second, the Rambam just finished telling me that what Mefarik is a tolda of Dash, and the Rambam said that Disha is only Bigdui Karka. And just again to throw in this whole monkey wrench here, in the point in Rashi was that wool which grows off the back of an animal, that's not Mefarik, that's not Dash, because it's not Gidui Karka. Cholev is clearly a malach that he's doing on the Behema, and yet the Rambam calls that a tolda of Dash. I'm sorry, a tolda of Mefarik, correct? Because the Rambam writes, HaCholev is a behema chayv mishum Mefarik. And yet Mefarik is a tolda of Dash. So how do we get Mefarik, or in this case Cholev to be more precise, as a tolda in behema? Behema is not Gidui Karka. L'chora, again, everything is L'chora. Every premise is questionable, but my premise...
Is it possible that the tolda is more than the Av?
That's what the Magid Mishnah is going to try to argue here, but we're not sure if the Magid Mishnah accepts that L'halacha.
And can't you say that the argument between Rambam and Rashi is that Rambam holds animals aren't really karka?
Well, the problem is going to be that there are explicit sugyas which Tosfos quotes here, Dira Maskel Mefarik, to prove that a behema is not Gidui Karka. For example, there's a sugya in Bav Metzia, which we'll get to in just a minute, about Achilas Poel, right? This is a parsha in Kitetze. The Torah says that when a Poel is working on Karka, he's allowed to eat. The Torah gave him a schus to eat from the Karka that he's working on, the produce of the Karka. And the Gemara is going to tell us in Bav Metzia that if a man is being hired to milk a cow, he's not allowed to drink from the milk, because that's not called Gidui Karka. Behema is not Gidui Karka. So what you say, Joel, might be right, but it's going to be problematic to square this off with all the sugyas. That's the subject of this Rabbeinu Tam in Tosus Dibra Maskel Mefarik, which I think I have as the third Mara Mokom on your page, which is going to be dependent upon a Machlok Shin Abayi V'Rav with regard to Meleches Imur, but let's see if we can put everything into order. The Rambam goes on to say that not only are you Chayav Mishum Mefarik in the animal case of Cholev, but also in the case of Chovel. So what happens here is you're extracting blood from an animal. Again, the Rambam specifies that this animal is Yeshlo R, because what it means is that there's some blood that is running through the skin, and when he breaks the skin, he is separating the dam, which comes out from this chavola, from the R itself. And that's, that separation process is called, is called nefarik. So the Rambam says that if it's a moleches tikkun and not a moleches kilkul, for example, he needs the dam, let's say to feed his dog or whatever he's doing with the dam, I don't know, maybe he uses it for a dog transfusion. I don't know, you have to ask, the veterinarians give transfusions? I don't even know, I never, you have to ask your local veterinarian. I mean, again, people who go to veterinarians are probably very wealthy people, because I don't think insurance covers, I don't know. So you might as well do a transplant, I don't know, or a blood transfusion. Anyway.
They do renal dialysis.
Wow. So why not do blood transfusions, right? So now, if it's a moleches tikkun, the Rambam says he's chayav mishum mefarek. And again, we're dealing with behemoth. And here we have, we're at a crossroads. We can take one of two approaches. Dr. Joel would take the approach, if you don't mind, that behemoth according to Ram is gedulikak. Right? Rabbi Kapuskin is going to take a different approach. That the Ram holds the difference between the av and the told. That even though the av malacha, which is malachas dash, would not apply to a behemoth, but in the case of the Tolda, which is Mefarek, whether it's Cholev or it's Chovel, he's Chayev Mishum Mefarek as a Tolda of Dash, even if it's Lo Bigdulikak. So what opens up in front of our eyes are two distinct approaches to how to figure out this Rambam. But what I'd like to do is put the Rambam on the side for a moment. We'll try to come back to the Rambam. And first learn the Tosfos. The Tosfos Dira Maskil Mefarek. That's the last Tosfos on the page. You can't miss it if you're on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis.
Yes.
Okay then? You have that?
Yes.
Great. Excellent. So let's try to see what we can get out of this Tosfos. Because Tosfos really refers to a number of sugyas. Now, before we refer to all these different sugyas, some of them here, some are in Erevin, some above Metzia, to try to work this through, I just want to point out that this issue about Gidui Karka is not only relevant to Meleches Dash, but it's also relevant to Meleches Ma'amer. And the Gemara quotes a machlokas right here on Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis between Abaye and Rava regarding what's called milcha. Milcha means melach, salt. And Rava goes on record as saying, which you'll see here, I'll just try to tell you more or less where it is. You see the Tosfos Dibra Maschel V'Achas. So if you go across in the Gemara, so it's about 8 lines up from the bottom of the page, Amar Rava, Hain Man De Kanif, right? Kanif means to gather together, Milcha, Mi Milchasa, from where the salt is found in its natural habitat. Let's say, if you go to the Dead Sea, you'll see the salt there. So he gathers together the salt, Chayav Mishum Ma'amer. Rava says he's chayav mishum meleches ma'amer. Ma'amer means when you gather together and bind together different things that are spread out. Abaye omar ein imur ela bigdui karka. And therefore, man de kanef milcha according to Abaye could not be chayav mishum ma'amer. And for that matter, I don't know of any other malacha that any other candidate malacha for which he could be chayav for. So we see, Rabosai, that the issue of Gidui Karka is relevant, according to Abaye at least, not just to Dash, but also to Ma'amer. Now, what about Dash? We've seen both in Rashi and the Rambam that Dash, like Ma'amer, according to Abaye, is limited to Gidui Karka. Where does that come from? So that's a sugya on Daf Ayin Hey in Masechta Shabbos. Let's see if we can open up for a moment to Daf Ayin Hey on an Aleph. and you'll have to count up from the bottom of the Amud, I would say approximately 15 lines. Tana Rabbana, do you see such a thing?
Yes.
On Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph?
Yes.
You have it. Okay, great. Hatzad chilazon v'hapotzo. Right, so he's extracting the blood of, or the dye from a chilazon. Is the Chachamim, the Tanakhama says, Eino chayev ela achas. He kills the chilazon, and that's called melechas netils neshama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, p'tzia b'chlal disha. When he separates this this dye from the animal, from the fish, he's got to do a maisa disha, which is called p'tzia. So he separates two things. Amru lo, the Chachamim say no. He's chayev mishum netils neshama, but he's not chayev mishum disha. Why? Because ein p'tzia b'chlal disha. I'm sorry, I think I skipped something. Just one second. Yeshayahu Rabbi Yehuda Omer p'tzia b'chal disha. Amru lo ein p'tzia b'chal disha. In other words, in this case of potseach ilozon, he's not chayev mishum disha. Amar Rava, my time in the Rabbanon. Why isn't p'tzia considered disha? L'chora, Rabbi Yehuda's logic is compelling. There is an act of separating two things that are totally mechubar. And the Gemara answers, kasavri, the Rabbanon hold that ein disha ella bigdule karka. And apparently, Rashi on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis and the Rambam in Perek Ches are reflecting the sheet of Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda. So now we can combine the following. We can summarize the following. According to Abaye Meleches Ma'amer, you're only chayev for Gidulei Karka. According to the Chachamim in Meleches Disha, you're only chayev for what? For Gidulei Karka. So that's number one. Then we get to something called Mefarik. And Rashi says that Mefarik is Chayv Mishum Dash. The Kashal Rabbeinu Tam. He has a problem with Rashi insofar as Mefarik, according to Rashi, is a told of Dash. Why? The Bishili Amatznia. Okay, we looked on Daf Ayin Hey, but this is a Gemara Daf Tzadi Hey, in a different Perek, not in Perek Kol Gadol. Omar, the Gemara says that Cholev is Chayev Mishum Mefarik. This is the source for the Rambam that we saw in Perek Ches, that the Rambam says that Cholev is a Tolda of Mefarik. The Iavi Tolda the Dash, according to Rashi, that Mefarik is a Tolda of Dash. We have the sheet of the Chachamim here on Daf Ayin Hey. Gabi Potzeach Ilozon Rabbanan Ein Disha Ela Bigduli Karka. So how could Cholev Chayev Mishum Dash if Disha is a Tolda? I'm sorry. How could Mefarik be a Tolda of Dash when the Gemara says that Cholev is Chayev Mishum Mefarik? And we have a principle of Ein Disha El Bigduli Karka. You understand my point here. Tosus is not willing to differentiate between the Av and the Tolda. The Tolda can never exceed beyond the bounds of the Av, at least according to the Havamin of Tosus. Therefore, if Mefarek is a Tolda of Dash, according to Rashi, how could the Gemara establish that Cholev is Chayv Mishum Mefarek? Dash itself is limited to Geduli Karka, therefore, so facto, Mefarik is limited to Geduli Karka, Behema is not Geduli Karka. How could Cholev be Chayev Mishum Mefarik if your premise is that Mefarik is Mishum Dash? Tosus is going to have a whole different understanding of Mefarik. It's not Dash. But now, Tosus is analyzing Rashi sheet and seeing, is there any way we can make sense out of Rashi? And as you and I know, it's not just Rashi, it's the Rambam as well. There are other Rishonim who also agree that Cholev is Chayev Mishum Mefarik, despite the fact that Mefarik is a Tolda of Dash. So Tosis takes a stab at this, and he says, you know what? Maybe the Rabbanan would agree that there is Disha in Behema. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda about Potzea Chilazon, and Rav explains because Ein Disha Ela Begdue Karka. He says that's because we're addressing the case of Chilazon. Chilazon is a fish. He says, V'ein Lomer, maybe you'll suggest the following answer to the Dafka. Chilazon. Chilazon, a fish, is not considered Gedue Karka.
It's Gidule Mayim, basically.
Excellent. Gidule Mayim, but it's not growing from the karka. And therefore, since Chilozin is a dog, Patri Rabbanon, Delohavi Gidule Karka. In other words, the principles Ein Dishal Gidule Karka and fish are not considered Gidule Karka. Avol Becholev, when we're talking not about fish, but about animals, a behema, Mechaivis, Chaivishum Mefarek, as it told of Dash. The behema chashiva gedule karka is what Dr. Joel was suggesting before, that maybe behema, so far as it grows or sustains itself by eating
grass.
Plants, right, grass, is therefore it becomes what? A tolda, therefore becomes gedule karka. And if it's gedule karka, then we can apply the principle of meleches dash. Oh. Not only that, says Rabbeinu Tam, I'll prove to you that an animal has the status of Gedulei Karka from a Sugya in Masechta Erevin. The subject of the Sugya in Masechta Erevin is Maiser Sheni. What do we do with Maiser Sheni? We take it to Yerushalayim and we're poded for food stuff, and we're allowed to eat, and we have a mitzvah to eat that food in Yerushalayim. What happens if he, instead of being poded as Maiser Sheni on fruits or vegetables, he wants to be poded as Maiser Sheni on a behema and shech the behema and eat it in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says that Enoch Inami is allowed to do so. We could have a whole meat festival in Yerushalayim when we bring our Maiser Sheni money to Yerushalayim. And then he quotes from a Gemara in Masechta Erevin on Daf of Zion Amid Beis. So now we really have a complicated situation, because, right? So let's just see. On the one hand, Tosus is saying that maybe a dog is not Gidule Karka. And that's why the Chachom say that Potzeh Chilozon is not Chai Bishum Dash, Bishum Mefarik, which is Dash, according to Rashi, right? Because a fish is not Gedule Karka. What about the Gemara Daf Ayin Hey that says Yechayev in Cholev Bishum Mefarik? The answer is the Behema is Gedule Karka. So we have to see why Tos rejects this, because at this point it seems like a very enticing, a very exciting opportunity to be mechalik between behema, which grows from karka, from gedule karka, as opposed to dogim, which are not sustained by gedule karka. So he says the following: Dal korcha taima derabbanon bishum di alfinin lahu. He learns Dash mi samamonim sheva mishkan.
Ah, what were they used for in the mishkan?
So the samamonim were used to extract dye. Now the samamonim grow from the ground. They're herbs that grow from the ground. They're mamish tzomech, what we call. And therefore the Chachamim say that if Dash in the mishkan was done on samamonim, which is tzomech, therefore, ein disha el bigdule karka. We are absolutely confined in defining the malacha and the scope of the malacha by what went on in the Mishkan, which means that we cannot extend it to include behema. Ulegabi dover agodol mamish ben akarka lo chashiva behema gedule karka. Now, please underline the word mamish here, because Tosfos is already hinting to what I call the Einsteinian theory of relativity. Maybe it's not mamish gedule karka. Now Tosfos says I have to quote to you another sugya, which would absolutely establish that Behema is not called Gedulei Karka. Kiravina Basokras HaPoalim. We're talking about Achilas Poel, Ma Daish Miyuchad Shu Gedulei Karka, Upoel Ochelpo. Af Kol. In other words, any malach that he's doing in Gedulei Karka can be Ochelpo. Yotza to the exclusion of Cholev. Acholev Vamagabin. So here he's doing a molocha in a behema, or in the milk of the behema, or he's making cheese out of the milk of a behema. All that is considered eno geduli karka. And yotza, what does the word yotza mean? Does he eat or does he not eat? What does yotza mean?
He produces it.
No, yotza. The word yotza means mere to exclusion of. But I'm asking, so what does that mean? That he eats or he doesn't eat? He doesn't eat. So again, this poel is working hard, sweating it out, and he's milking your cows, and he's making cheese out of your milk, and so on. He cannot taste of the milk. He cannot taste of the cheese. And why not? Because the Torah says, Daish. That's the pasuk in the parasha of Achilas Poel. And Daish is dafka something that's gedulei karka, but the animal is not gedulei karka. So it's really odd, because if we stack up the evidence here, we come to the conclusion that Rashi holds that cholev is chayv mishum mafarik, which is a told of dash, and yet ein disha el gedulei karka, and behem is not gedulei karka. But on the other hand, in Maaseh Sheni we saw that the Gemara in Erevin establishes that Behema is considered gedulei karka.
Just because he can quote it from it, does that make it gedulei karka?
Well, no, the pasuk says daish. So that, I'm sorry, were we talking about Achilles Poel?
No,
you're talking about Maaseh Sheni. Yeah, so Maaseh Sheni, the Torah says that you bring Maaseh Sheni. Tosfos is going to quote the source for my Sasheni as we go along. It's called a klal prat uklal. But the klal prat uklal is going to teach us that you need gedulei karka. Right. That means when I bring my Sasheni to Yerushalayim and I want to be poded on this table. All right, so you have to. Again, it gets complicated because you have to know. Yeah. Let's say steel. Let's say a metal, right? So I can't be poder my Maaseh Sheni on metal. I can only be poder my Maaseh Sheni on gedulei karka.
But not money either.
Right. So with regard to gedulei karka, you would have said that therefore behemah is excluded, and yet the Gemara establishes that you can be poda Maaseh Sheni on behemah, which implies that behemah is included in Maaseh Sheni. Yet on the other hand, when it comes to daish in the case of poel, the behemah is not considered gedulei karka, and therefore the poel has no right to eat from the chaliva, from the gibor, the gvina. Now, when it comes to Shabbos, we have a principle, Ein Dishel Gedulei Karka. Tosfos right now is not willing to differentiate between the Av and the Tolda. Therefore, Mefarek, which according to Rashi is the Tolda of Dash, how then can you be Chai for Cholev as a Tolda of Mefarek? If Mefarek is a Tolda of Dash and Ein Dishel Gedulei Karka, we've already established that a Behem is not Gedulei Karka. But again, that's not so simple, because Tosfos has the sugya Erevin, which does expand the definition of gedulei karka to include behema, and therefore Tosfos adds the word mamish, and he's basically saying the following: that with regard to Maaseh Sheni, behema is gedulei karka, but be careful, he says, it's not mamish gedulei karka. It's a one step removed, but yet somehow connected to karka. Because, as Rashi points out, the animal is nizones min hakarka. So the animal is sustained by gedulei karka, and therefore it has a connection to karka. But it's not mamish gedulei karka. Therefore, says Tosfos, I don't understand Rashi in the case of cholev mishum mafarek, to be chayev on Shabbos for Meleches Cholev, because there we need Geduli Karkamamish. And why is that so? Why do I need Geduli Karkamamish? Because I go back to the Av, I'm sorry, I go back to Mishkan. And what happened in the Mishkan? Disha was on Samamonim. Samamonim is Mamish Geduli Karka, it's not Behema. And now we're stuck with the following problem. Although we have two definitions of Geduli Karka, we have what I call the more limited definition of Geduli Karka, we have the more expanded definition of the Karka, and the difference between the two is Behema. So with regard to my Sushani, we operate with the expanded definition of Geduli Karka, which includes Behema, so my Sushani could be redeemed onto Behema. But with regard to Achilas Poel, where the Torah says Daesh, that was to the exclusion of Behema, because Behema, in the more restricted definition of Geduli Karka, is not included in Geduli Karka. So it is Geduli Karka from Meister Sheni, but it's not Mamish Geduli Karka. It's the expanded circle of Geduli Karka, which is operative in Meister Sheni because of the Klal Pradu Klal that we'll get to. But with regard to Geduli Karka Mamish, when the Torah says Daesh, which means Geduli Karka, it's the exclusion of Behema. And therefore the Cholev is not going to be able to eat from anything he's worked on. In the case of Melechah Shabbos, Tosfos insists, we're going to go for which definition? The broader definition or the more narrow definition? Anybody home? In the case of Melechah Shabbos, with regard to Disha, correct, the more restricted, limited definition of Geduli Karka. The reason for that is because our paradigm for Melacha is going to be the Mishkan, and the Mishkan was Samamonim. And that's Tzomeach, that's Geduli Karka Mamish, something which grows in the ground. So Tosfos now is stuck with Cholev, because Cholev is a Behema. Rashi says that Mefarik is the told of Dash. And the definition of Geduli Karka as far as Dash is concerned, as of Melechah Shabbos, is the more restricted definition, which excludes Behemoth. So how can Cholev be Chai Bishum Mefare? I'm skipping to Vinirul Rabbeinu Tam. The Mefare Chai Bishum Memachik. He's smoothing out the udder when he milks the cow. That's a whole different malach. So basically, Rabosai, the kasha, the objection of Tosfos on Rashi remains unresolved. Is that clear? And to such an extent that Rabbeinu Tam has to find a new definition of cholev in terms of the matrix of Melechah Shabbos. It's not Melechah's Dash, or Mefarik as a told of Dash, but rather it's Melechah's Memachik. But that doesn't help me with Rashi, because Rashi says that Cholev is Chayav Mishum Mefarik, and Mefarik is a told of Dash. So we're still stuck with Rashi. Okay. But one thing that's exciting about this Rabbeinu Tam is that Rabbeinu Tam is already giving us an insight into the complexity of the concept called Geduli Karka, that it's very complex, it's not simple, it's not uniform. There are two different definitions of Geduli Karka, one in the Sugyan Erevin with regard to my Sasheni, the expanded definition of Geduli Karka, which includes Behema, and number two, the more limited and narrow definition of Geduli Karka with regard to Achilas Poel from the Gemara Bava Metzia, which excludes Behema. So is Behema Geduli Karka or is it not Geduli Karka? The answer is depends. If you're dealing with the expanded definition of Geduli Karka, that's the Klal Pratu Klal of Meiser Sheni, then Behema is included in Geduli Karka. If you're operating with the Sugya in Masechta Bava Metzia of Achilas Poel, there the Torah requires Gidulei Karka Mamish to the exclusion of Behema, and Tosus insists that from those two paradigms and definitions, we should take Melech HaShabbos and put it in the more narrow definition, similar to the case of Achilus Poel, because of what went on in Disha in the Mishkan. And therefore Mefarik has to be something totally different. It cannot be Melech's Dash. So when the Gemara says the Cholev is Chai Mishu Mefarek, we're talking about Melech's Mamachek according to Rabbeinu Tam, not Melech's Dash. Now I'm not 100% sure of what I'm about to say, but I think that that's all that we need for this Tosus, for our purposes. Because I think from this point on, Tosus addresses other issues that have to do with Durabonans and Shinui and Kalachayad and the Hetamishum Tsar, the Mokum Tsar Logos Durabonan, all fascinating concepts which we should take up at some point, but I don't think it's relevant to us today. What I'd like to study with you today is the Igle Tal. And he tries to defend Rashi. Now first let me mention where the Igle Tal is. And that it's in Melech's Borer, and it's in Simon Yudalid, because those are the simonim of the what's called the Pnim, you know, the bold print in the middle, which is also written by the Igle Tal. And then he uses that, again, the same author, to expand with kind of, I guess, what you call footnotes. And in the footnotes for Nomi Yudalid, we're looking at footnote Gimel, which is, and this printing is on page Reish Dalet. So you see on the top right of your page, it should say Reish Dalet.
Yes, got it.
So that you have. Okay. Okay. V'nirali liyashiv. We're on the right column of Sif Gimel. The first word of the line is Shehu. If you count up from the bottom, it should be approximately 15 lines up from the bottom. And you may find a word at the beginning of the line that says Shehu.
There it is.
You got it?
Yes, here.
So if you move towards the end of that line, he says, V'nira li liyashiv. Lefi ma shekosav haRambam, b'perek zayin halacha dalet. So now let's go back to the Rambam for a moment and open up to perek zayin halacha dalet, because this Rambam seems to be a major breakthrough from the Leital's perspective. V'chein, I'm sorry. Echad ha-kotze t'vua o kitnios, o ha-botzer ha-novim, o ha-godet t'mor ha-masik zesim ora t'edim, kol elu av molocha achas, shekol achas mehen la'akor dover megidule miskavin, val derech zu shar ha-ovos. The Rambam here is addressing the definition of a toldah. And when do we say that X, Y, and Z are all avos? And when do we say no? X is the av, Z is the toldah, or something along that line. Do you follow? When do we expand the definition of the av? And when do we generate a toldah? So the Rambam says that the boundary that you cross in order to get to a toldah is what's called domeliyah, and that's going to be the subject of halacha he. The subject of halacha dalid is not domeliyah. but rather an absolute equation to the Av. Let's take, for example, Meleches Kotzer, and the Rambam could have given any number of examples. Kotzer means, says the Rambam, Oker Dovar Migidulo. He's uprooting something from the place in which it grows. Says the Rambam, what difference does it make whether he's uprooting tvua that's growing, kidneys that's growing, anovim that's growing, tvarim, etc., etc.? You may change the object, but the malacha per se, which means detaching, cutting it off from its source of nourishment, is the same, is identical in all these malachas. And therefore all of them are what? Avos. However, now the Rambam introduces in the next halacha a concept called dinyon, something that's similar enough to the av malacha, but not quite.
Similar in the action?
Well, that's what we want to try to figure out. So the tolda, the Rambam says, hamachate chesayerek mi'at ma'at levashlo. So talking about malachas tochen. In tochen we said was to create flour out of grain. Here, what is he doing? He's not making flour. He's making a salad. But he wants small pieces. Then the Rambam adds the word levashlo. Now I don't know what the significance of the word levashlo is. What would I have been missing if I didn't have that word? Let's read it without that word. Ketzad. Hamachatech es hayerek ma'at ma'at hareza chayev shezu ha-malocha toloras tchina. Sha'atochen.
I'm grinding it out. That's why.
Right. But I don't understand. If the Rambam holds it's like grinding, so why does he say levashlo? I'm not sure what the levashlo here is all about.
I take the flour. I take to make something. Yeah. Levashlo also making something.
Yeah. Right, and that seems to be critical. Yeah.
They probably won't eat raw vegetables a lot.
Right. Now the Rambam makes it into a cloud. V'chola ose davar hadome lezeh, reza told us tochen. So again, the av malacha is when you take the grains and you grind it and make it into a flour. There are other cases where you end up with smaller particles like machate chasayerek. And in such cases, the Rambam says that's only dome la'av, and therefore it's a tolda. So Rabbi Kapustin is asking, we've discussed on many occasions, based on Rabbi Mrs. Alvin Meltzer, what the twofold dimyon concept, whether it's a dimyon in the maisa or a dimyon in the totsas hamaisa. I think here you're talking about a dimyon in the totsas hamaisa. So it's very similar to the av, but different enough such that it's not an av. But whether or not you're doing, you know, you're doing ktsira and tfua, kitnius, in te'edim, in zesim, anovim, that's irrelevant. That's just a shidu cheftza, but you're doing the same exact oker dover migidula. And maybe we can embellish it a little bit further by saying that in the case of tochem yerek dak dak, of chotech yerek dak dak, he's not creating a flower. There's no new substance. He's creating very small particles or pieces of a vegetable, but it's not like he's created a new entity called a flower. Now, what does Zigli Tal want to get from this Rambam? And how does it bear or shed any light on our discussion about Gidule character? He says the following. Bir Dvarov Harav HaMagid. Okay, we should actually just quickly. The Magid Mishnah says, Kavanas Rabbeinu Shekol Malach Shidom Al-Av B'Dimyon Gomur. Ela shechaluka mimena bi echus hapu'ula o bi echus hanifal. Okay, so here we have, I think, the two categories of dimyon. One is where there's a dimyon bi echus hapu'ula, but not in the echus hanifal. And the other is where there's a dimyon bi echus hanifal, but not in the echus hapu'ula. Is a reza av kimosav al hamalacha domel is a bemikta zuya nikra told. Okay, this becomes very, very ambiguous. I would not, honestly, I would not know how to operate with this Magid Mishnah and try to determine when do we say that two pu'ulos are similar enough that they're considered avos, and it, and at what point do we say no, it's still ktas eno doma, and therefore it's a toma. He writes the following, the Igle Tal, and he says, one second. Ubir dvar hamagid mishnah chol dovar shedome li'av mikol tzad. Okay, I didn't see that clearly in the Magid Mishnah, but anyway, mikol tzad hu av kamohu al b'she'eno b'she'ein shom el k'tzas dimyon hu told. And the language is very ambiguous.
Either my thoughts of saw for the av, to be totally in both.
Both. Very difficult. Anyway, let's get back to our issue now. He says the following. Ubitosis b'choros chafem and aleph diraska v'omer eish lokish b'inyan oker dover megidulo demechayev mishum gozes. Okay, now this is interesting because until now we're speaking about oker dover megidulo as a definition of what? Of kotzer. Now we're using the same language to describe meleches gozes. Here's where Gidulei Karka could play a major role. That maybe what shifts us, what moves us from Disha, I'm sorry, from Kotzer, from Ktsira to Meleches Gozes, is whereas Kotzer applies only, exclusively to Gidulei Karka, when we leave the realm of Gidulei Karka, we enter into the realm of Meleches Gozes. So you're shearing the wool off the back of the sheep. And that's Gozes. Oh.
What?
Afal gavda le'inyan kodshim.
Where is that?
So again, with regard to kodshim, there's an isra avoda b'kodshim. You're not going to do work with kodshim. And in such a case, if you were to shear the wool off the back of a sheep that was coated, excuse me, that was hegdesh, you would be violating an isa d'oraisa of avoda b'kodshim. Oh, now what happens if you do something that's similar to avoda? For example, he says, Lo machayev dildel ubar shebemei ima mishum gozes. So he removes the ubar from its mother. The mother is hegdesh, and in such a case, is he doing an avoda called gozes, which we said was a violation of the avera? And he says, no, that's not called gozes. Then he says, V'chein tolesh v'mechayev mishum gozes. Afal gav dil'inyan k'tzira kodem li'omer lo osur kituf. He asks the following question. He says, Tolesh is a told of gozes, and yet, with regard to the Isur of Ktziras Chadosh, Korem Avos HaOmer, which is a Lav Da'oraisa, Lo Osar Kituf. So what's going on over here? Why do we find that when we compare Shabbos to Kol HaTorah Kula, we find that Shabbos is more chumradik and Kol HaTorah Kula is more kuladik? So he gives the following two examples. With regard to the Avodah of Kodshim, the Isra Avodah of Kodshim, you would not be chay for dildal ubar shebimei'eha, even though that would constitute meleches gozes, and you'd be chay on Shabbos for such a thing. Or, for example, Tolesh or Kituf, he calls it, would not be a violation of the Isur Ktsira Kodem La'Omer, even though Kituf, or for that matter, Tolesh, is a Tolda that Yechai for Melecha Shams. So what's going on? Hainu Mishum de Veshabbos, Afal Gav, De Lo Havi Gozes O Kotzer Mamish. You have these new versions or new styles, a different surah of Meleches Gozes. Like, for example, Medal Del Sa'ubar, or in Kotzer you have Kituf or Tlisha. Is nevertheless in Shabbos Chayav Mishum Tolda. In other words, in Shabbos the Torah says that you chay for a Tolda. In Shari Surei Torah, like the Meleches Avoda in Kodshim, or the Meleches, the Isur Meleches Ktsira in Chadash before the Omer is brought, then the Torah doesn't have a ribuy of toldos. So if there's no Dimyan Gamur, if it's not an absolute equation, and the Magen Mishnah says in order to create another Av, you need an absolute equation, then it falls under a toldo, which is Chayv and Shabbos, because the special ribuy of the Torah is Marba the Yechayv for toldos in Shabbos, but you would not be Chayv for the Isur Avod in Kodshim or for the Isur Ktsira in Kodem La'Omer. Mishum de Shabbos Isra Boy, we have a ribuy in Shabbos for toldos. That a told is also chayav, even though it's not identical to the av. Kinichsiv, minichsiv, viosa, me'achas, mehena. And the Gemara says, l'rabos es ha-toldos. Behainu mishum, for who I did, the Eishlomer came, le'inyin dover she'eno rak tzas dimyon, le'gdule karka, af she'eno gdule karka mamish, chayav mishum tolda de dash. So what are we saying? That with regard to Achilles Poel, what's the status of a behemoth? Like, for example, Cholev, what do we say? It's not gdule karka. But with regard to Shabbos, where we have a ribuy called toldos, we can find something that's different from the av, and yet you're chayav for it. And therefore, gedulei karka could be considered, I'm sorry, behema could be considered gedulei karka in the broader definition of gedulei karka. This is the exact opposite of the svar of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was claiming that in Shabbos we need the strict, restricted definition of Meleches Disha. Why? Because we go back to Mishkan and we saw that in Mishkan the Disha was done in Samamonim. The Gleit Tal is suggesting, based on this Magid Mishnah on the Rambam Perek Zayin, that Faker in Shabbos we can have a more expanded definition of Disha, because Shabbos allows us for Tolus. And what's allowed for Tolus, you're no longer restricted to an exact equation to the I. And therefore he says the following. Le'inyan dover she'eno rak tzas dimyon le'gedulei karka, ah she'eno gedulei karka mamish, Because again, Gedulei Karka Mamish would be paradigmic of Achilles Poel, where the Torah says Daish, and it's got to be Daish and only Daish, which is Gedulei Karka Mamish. But in Shabbos, where there is a ribui of toldos, you don't need an absolute dimyon to the original Av. So even if the original Av was only in Gedulei Karka, the tolda could be Chayav Mishum Tolda Dash, even though it's not Gedulei Karka Mamish. Dachra Bosai, at this point, can we make a differentiation between Behema and Chilazo as a Da?
Yes, because it's not really a duck anyway.
No, what I mean to say is something different, Harvey. What would allow me, according to the Igli Tal, based on this concept of Tolda, to expand my definition of Gedulei Karka to include a behema, but that would not go as far as to include a duck? What similarity do I have in the case of behema to Gedulei Karka? After all, behema doesn't grow from the ground. But it eats and groans from the ground. So that's enough to allow me, through the vehicle of toldos, to expand my definition of Meleches Dash to include even Behema. And that's the case of Cholev, which is a told of Mepharik, which is Mepharik, which is a told of Dash, according to Rashi. However, when I get to Dag, even in the light of toldos, I have no way of subsuming a Dag as a told of what? Of Dash under the law of Gedulei Karka. V'dafka le'inyan achilas poel de lois rabbi tolda. Okay, we don't know about the klal pradu klal yet in the case of Maaser Sheni in Erevin, but at least as far as the sugya in Masechta Bava Metzia with regard to achilas poel, there we have no ribui of tolda. The Torah says Daish, and if it's Daish, then it's Daish. Is therefore tzorch shia gedulei karka mamish. You know, Lubavitchers say that mamish is Rosh Tevis. Menachem Mendel Schneerson. I just came from a place where you could, if you're a religious Jew, the only way you can visit there is if you hold of mamish. You know, because everything there that's kosher is coming from mamish. Anyway, kemo kerem v'koma v'lo be'ema. So as far as Achilles Pole is concerned, when you need Gedulei Karka Mamish, therefore Behema is not Gedulei Karka. But as far as Shabbos is concerned, where there's a ribui of toldos, then that ribui allows me to expand the definition of Gedulei Karka to include Behema as Gedulei Karka. It doesn't go as far as Chilazo is concerned. Chilazo doesn't have any dimyon whatsoever, even in the light of toldos, to expand your definition of Gedulei Karka to include Da. But when I need Gedulei Karka Mamish, like in the case of Achilles Poel, and there's no ribui of toldos, then I don't have a possibility of subsuming Behema under the category of Gedulei Karka, no way, no how, and if I need Gedulei Karka Mamish, which excludes Cholet. The Lakama Dvarim Behema Nikres Gedulei Karka. Now, I'm not sure what he means by Bekama Dvarim. I mean, I think he means by Sushani, honestly. But I don't know, Bekama Dvarim is plural.
Yes, it means there are enough similarities to include them.
Right, but what's Bekama Dvarim? I think, right now, all I know of is by Sushani. We'll see if we can find other dinim that he has in mind. Val Karchach, and Val Kane, excuse me, Havi told the Dash, the Mali, Im Eina Pu'ula, the Atzma Domeli Av Legamre, Chak Bektsas Dimyon, Mali, Shanifal Eino Gidule Karka Mamish Kamohu, Chak Bektsas Dimyon, Vized Noch. So the final bottom line, he gives himself a good grade here, you know.
Pats himself on the back.
Right. My father left his writings, you know, it's very interesting when I read my father's writings. Sometimes he gives himself a check. Sometimes he writes very good. I never saw him give himself a bad grade. You know? he graded his drushes, you know. So in any event, so the bottom line here of the Igli Tal is that it doesn't matter whether the dimyon of the tolda to the av is in the pu'ula or it's a dimyon in the nifal, in the totsas ha-pu'ula. And in any case, in any of these cases, you could call it a tolda. So, for example, you want to know about Gidulei Karka. Fine. So it could very well be that as far as the pa'ula is concerned, a pa'ula that's done on Gidulei Karka mamish is not the same as a pa'ula that's done on a behemoth. But as far as the nifal is concerned, which means the totsah, then I can certainly subsume a behemoth under Gidulei Karka. Because in the case of behemoth, I'm accomplishing the same goal, and therefore it could be Gidulei Karka. And in the case of Cholev, assuming Cholev is Mefarek, the way Rashi understood it, then that's in the Nifal, that's identical to the classical case of being Mefarek in Tvua, or in Tvarim, or whatever other case you have in Mefarek, and therefore it's a Tolda. But in the case of Achilles Paul, I don't have that luxury of expanding my definition of Gidulei Karka, but I need rather Gidulei Karka Mamish, I don't have any Rebbe for Toldos, and therefore I'm only going to be Chayev. I'm only going to give a schus to the poel to eat if he's working with Gidulei Karka Mamish, which means tzomeach, something that's growing from the ground, but not the case of Cholev in a behemah. In the case of Melech HaShabbos, we have told this, and in the case of Meister Sheni, we have the klal prat and klaus, and the klal always expands the prat. So even though the prat is Gidulei Karka, but that's only coming to exclude things like metal substances which don't have any connection to the karka, but do not come to exclude the case of behemos, because that's included in the klal. And that's similar or parallel to the ribui of toldos of achas mehena in Shabbos. Now, I'll tell you the honest truth, the only thing that bothers me here is science. What do I mean by science? Now, I'm not a bucky in science. I mean, that's not my field. But from what I read, it seems that most fish... And this, there's a myth. Again, everything I tell you is Beiravon Mugbal. Maybe you'll go onto the Google and you'll tell me whether what I'm telling you is correct or not correct. But there's a myth that science is now completely, what's the word, dispersed? No, not as completely
disproven.
Yeah, the myth is that fish. That fish subsist on other fish. That fish eat fish. Now there are, it is true, but science has proven now, oceanography or whatever, what's the science of fish? I forgot what it's called, it's a fancy name.
Ichthyology.
What's it called?
Ichthyology.
Ichthyology? Ichthyology. So you look up, I think they've now proven that most fish eat from the plants that grow on the seabed. And the minority of fish subsist by eating other fish. I guess scavengers or whatever you want to call them. But most fish are not scavengers. Now there are fish that fit into both categories, but most of their sustenance comes from that. Now my question to you is, what's the status, how do you define Gidulei Karka? But I'm asking a different question now. I'm not asking, you know, I'm assuming that in Shabbos, we accept the Iglital, the expanded definition of Gidulei Karka. So behemoth is Gidulei Karka because it subsists from vegetables that it eats from Karka, right? But now I'm asking a different question. What is Gidulei Karka? Does the... I don't know, algae or whatever else grows on the seabed, is that called Gidulei Karka? I mean, the are you with me on this at all?
It's a good question.
Yeah, because I don't know if it's fair to say that fish is less Gidulei Karka than animals. I mean, there are animals of prey. You know, tigers will eat wolves or what, I don't know, whatever. You have to ask Brian, he's an expert on this, because he loves to go to Kruger Park in South Africa. So he'll tell you what animals of prey. But what's called in the Lashon HaShas, it's called a toref or a torefes, a chaya torefes. And what animals just eat vegetables? I don't know. I don't know where the majority. I would assume that most animals are not animals of prey, and therefore this expanded definition of gedulin karka, right? A cow will subsist from grass, right? So therefore, it's gedulin karka. But I don't know what's the status of other animals. You know, maybe there are animals that are not called gedulin karka at all because they don't eat grass. You know, they're predators. They're carnivorous. You know, they eat meat. Now, when it comes to fish, if my understanding is correct, most fish eat from things that come out of the ground, of the seabed. Now, is that called karka or is it not called karka? I don't know. You have to be a scientist for this. I don't know. Tzorech iyun.
Is this distinction found anywhere?
I don't know. I don't know where to find it.
Knew about
it. I'm sure they talk about it because the assumption here, the Igli Tal, that fish, even in your expanded definition of gedulin karka, are not to be comparable to animals, and therefore the Gemara says that according to Chachomer, Rabbi Yehuda not chayav mishum aleches mafarek, because it's not fish are not gedulin karka, and that's what Rabbi Tam operates with that assumption. I'm not sure. It doesn't appeal to my mind that fish are less gedulin karka than behemoths.
Because it's not visible, I would think there is a distinction. You see the animal eating the grass. You never see the fish eating plankton or whatever they're eating.
And if you go to an aquarium, you won't see this in an aquarium.
It's not recognizable. It's not obvious. Just like you know.
But you know, when I was a high school student, maybe even less than high school, maybe it was for my bar mitzvah. My parents bought me a. An aquarium, or what's it called, a fish tank, right, we called it in those days, and I used to feed the fish. We had angelfish, and we had goldfish, and neon tetras. I still remember, I'm amazed I gotta remember this, I probably haven't heard that term for decades, but anyway, and we used to feed them something that grows, you know. I don't know. You have to have a telescope, a microscope in order to see fish eating gedulin karka. Again, maybe you'll tell me that which grows from the seabed is not called gedulin karka. I don't know. That could be.
Because when you look in a river, you don't see the fish eating. You don't see it. It's not nicker that they're.
Yeah, but if you go see, you know, scuba diving, you'll see it. Or if you go, what do they call that thing with the tank? What's that called? Scuba diving. Yeah. And what's the thing with the. The man.
Snorkeling,
right. I don't know. Snorkeling, maybe you won't see it so much because it's lower down in the ocean. I don't know. No, you're reminding me of the issue Rav Moshe Tendler's, may be well. He had a whole issue about certain amoebas, you know, that exist in water and in the fish that have certain things inside of them. So he had this whole thesis that the Gemara seems to assume it's not part of a Rava, which is not true scientifically. So yeah, the whole thing is that you can't see it with your naked eye. It's microscopic.
Right.
Do you know about that? It created a whole hullabaloo, you know.
Filters in the water.
What do you say?
That's putting all those filters in the water in New York.
Right. So that's, you know, those who didn't want to drink New York water because it's full of all sorts of different...
Parasites,
yeah. That you're not allowed to eat. So he said that you could eat those parasites because Rav Shechter got involved in a fish case. That, whereas in somewhere in middle America, there's a fish that you open up the fish and there are worms inside the fish. And these are fish that we eat. You know, the kosher fish, and you have the OU Hecher on it, you know. So he also, I think, touches on this issue about microscopic. But I don't think in the case of fish eating, I don't think that's, you know, I don't think you need a microscope. Anyway. So Rav Osai, who wrote the Igli Tal?
Who wrote it?
Who authored the Igli Tal? You don't have to know his official name.
Rabbi Tal, no.
No, it wasn't Rabbi Tal. He was the Sukkot of a Rebbe. And he wrote another work, which is probably even greater than the Igli Tal. That's called the Avnei Nezer.
Ooh.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
The Avnei Nezer. Now, in the Avnei Nezer, which I have to get a hold of for you, believe me there, he attacks the same issue of Rabbeinu Tam to try to defend Rashi. Why is it that, according to Rashi, how do we justify the Cholev? And we saw it in the Rambam as well. that cholev is chayev mishum afarik, which is a told of dash, and yet a behem is not gidulei karka, but he approaches it from a whole different perspective. And I don't know how, you know, I guess he had two approaches, which is fine. You know, it's not rare. I mean, I sat in the Rosha, he never repeated himself once in 5 years. And there were many times he came back to the same sugya, but totally different. Anyway. So the Avnei-Nezer, the same author as Zvigli Tal, writes the following. He says that there's no equation between the sugyan erevin of Maisa Sheni and the sugyan bav mitzia of poel, of achilas poel. And he says the following, that in the case of Maisa Sheni, the achila is on the behema. Do you follow what I'm saying? I take the bowls of Maisa Sheni, I bring it to Yerushalayim, and I'm pulled to them on a behemoth, and I shef the behemoth and I eat the meat. So that's number one. In the case of, help me out here, Rabosai, in the case of the poel, of Achilas poel, there he says that the Torah only allowed the poel to eat from Gidulei Karka. And what the poel wants to do is he wants to drink the milk. The milk is not called Gidulei Karka. So let me go back to it again. In the case of Behema, the Maisa Sheni money can be used to purchase a Behema, and the Behema itself is Gidulei Karka. Why then is the poel excluded in the case of Chaliva, says the Avnei-Nezer? Because there, the limitation is not on the object on which the avoda is being done, but rather on the ochel which the poel has a right to eat. The Torah was mezakeh to eat daish, and chalav is not called daish. Behema could be considered gedulei karka. And therefore, when you are cholev on Shabbos, I'll go over this one more time to see if all the pieces of the puzzle fit into place. But when you're cholev on Shabbos, what you're doing is you're doing a maisa being mafarik from the animal itself. The cholev is that which you're removing from the animal, but the cheftz of the malacha is the behema, and behema has the din of gedulei karka. So again, the paradigm for Shabbos is going to be the sugya in Masechta Erevin, which says that you can be poder Maisa Sheni money for a behemoth, because behemoth is considered gedulei karka. Maisa Sheni money can be used for the sake of consuming gedulei karka, and behemoth is gedulei karka. So your issue here is that which you're eating, which is behemoth. The exception to the rule now becomes the case of Achilas Poel, because there the halacha of Gedulei Karka is not a halacha in the behema, meaning the poel is working on a behema. That's fine. That would be Gedulei Karka. But the Torah says that you're only allowed to eat from daish. The limitation of the schus poel, which is a heter moment to eat from the Baal Bayis' food, which the Baal Bais possesses, but the Torah gave the poel rights to eat, that's from Daish. And Daish doesn't include Cholav. Cholav is already very far removed from Karka. I mean, you can argue that the behemoth itself is Gedulei Karka, because the behemoth subsists by eating from the Tzomeach, and therefore it's an extension of Tzomeach. That I can understand. But cholav itself is not gedulei karka. Cholav is food, and if the food is the cholav is in no way know how it grows from the karka. You could always say, well, wait a minute, you know, it's the grass that grows from karka. The cow eats the grass, and then the cow produces the milk. You know, this could be a whole chagadya. But cholav per se, says the Avnei-Nezer, is not gedulei karka. And he brings a very elaborate proof to this sheet of his, which I'd love to cover with you, but not today, because it's very complicated. So we'll just summarize what we said and stop here. So we have the following approaches here. We have number one, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that Mefarek, in the case of Cholev, is certainly not a Tolva of Dash, because how could then you be Chayev in Cholev? Because Ein Disha Ela B'Gedulei Karka, and Behema no way, no how is Gedulei Karka. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says that Mefarek, in the case of Cholev, is Mamachek, and it's not related to Dash at all. That's Shita number one. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam completely rejects Rashi. There's no way that Rashi could possibly postulate that a behemah is gedulei karka, and therefore Cholev could be chayav for a told of dash, because ein disha ela b'gedulei karka. Then we get shitos number two and number three, which are the Avni Nezer and we'll start with the Ilital and the Avni Nezer in that order. Those two shitos accept that behema is gedulei karka. The Avni Nezer's approach is the following: there is an expanded definition of gedulei karka and a more limited, restricted definition of gedulei karka. The sugya of klal prat uklal in Masechta Erevin with regard to pigeon maisa sheni, the klal prat uklal is a ribui that allows me to accept an expanded definition of gedulei karka, and anything that grows and subsists from karka is gedulei karka. It will not allow me to accept dogim as gedulei karka, because dogim eat dogim and they don't eat gedulei karka. Whereas the case of Achilles Poel of Daesh, there we're operating with a limited definition of gedulei karka, which is gedulei karka mamish, which excludes behema, and therefore the poel cannot drink from the milk, even though he's working on a behema. He doesn't have a schus because he's not working on gedulei karka. Shabbos has the paradigm of Mishkan, and there we only have the restricted definition of Meleches Dash, which means Disha like the Samamonim on Tzomeach on gedulei karka mamish, and therefore we're left with Rabbeinu Tam, meaning that there's no way that Cholev could be Chayev for Dash, or Mefarek as it told of Dash, because Disha requires the more restricted definition of gedulei karka. Comes along the Avni Nezer, I'm sorry, the Iglital, same author, but a different word, and he says, Rabbeinu Tam is right with regard to Amos, but not with regard to Tolos. And building on a Magid Mishnah, which we found very complicated and very ambiguous, his language, he builds an entire thesis about Toldos, in which the Pasuk Achas Mehena, which is the source for the Drush of Toldos, teaches us that if you have a Dimyon in the Nifal, even though it's not absolutely similar, and in the Poel it might be very different, the Poel, the Pa'ula, was done in gedulei karka, but the nifal, which is similar to the poel, was done in eino gedulei karka, meaning a behema. That's enough in the case of Shabbos, which, granted the expanded definition of toldos, allows you to include behema under the malacha of disha, but not the av of disha, but the told of disha, namely mefarik. So mefarik now is a tolda, allows me a lot of leg room in a broader similarity, such that gedulei karka, because they subsist from behema, because they subsist from gedulei karka, consider gedulei karka. But I don't have the right to do that in the case of Achilles Poel, because there's no ribui of toldos. And last but not least, we have the Avni Nezer, who wants to suggest that Eino Chinami behema is gedulei karka, because it grows from the karka. And therefore, Yechayev from Mefarek, says Rashi, as it told of Dash in the case of Cholev, because Behema is gedulei karka. What do we do with Achilles Poel? He says the following: that in the cases where Behema is considered gedulei karka, we have two cases. We have the Sugya Erevin, and we have the Rashi on Daf Ayin Hey as far as Melechta Shabbos. The Sugya Erevin is addressing the case of Maisa Sheni. There, the issue is, what are you eating with the Maisa Sheni? Instead of eating the tfuah, the chamesh sabi, meaning dog, you're eating behema, That is Gidulei Karka. The Meleches Cholev, in which you are removing something from the Behema, means that the Behema is Gidulei Karka. But in the case of Achilas Poel, there the Torah requires that the Poel, the Torah restricts the Zchus Achilas Poel to Gidulei Karka. He's not eating the Behema, he's eating the Cholav from the Behema, or the Gvina from the Cholav from the Behema. That's already not considered Gidulei Karka, therefore he has no heter, no Zchus to Achilas Poel.
Can you do Maaser Sheni money on milk?
No, because Maaser Sheni requires Gedulei Karka. The Behema itself could be Gedulei Karka, but not the Cholav. Correct. According to the Avdei Neis, yeah, you can't buy milkshakes. That's what comes out. According to the Avdei Neis. Now, I can't promise you everybody agrees with the Avdei Neis. Bli Neder, what I would like to do, what's today? So Bli Neder on Monday when we get together, I'd like to discuss the Raya of the Avdei Neis. He has a brilliant proof to his thesis. And I want to go through that with you, Bli Neder, on Monday. Okay, that I wasn't able to prepare for today so much, but... Okay, then? Shalom Aleichem, how are you?